Chapter 59. Decker drove them back to Cummins' neighborhood. They passed through the security gate, and he stopped in front of Cummins' house.
"We going over the crime scene again?"
asked White.
"Because I do not want to find another body."
"No, this trip is a recon of the neighbors." He led her up to the Perlman's door and knocked. Trevor Perlman answered the door, dressed in beige golf shorts and a white polo shirt.
"Any news on what happened with Julia?" he said.
"Still working on it."
"Where is the other agent?"
"In the hospital."
"Did he have an accident?"
"There was nothing accidental about it. Do you have some time for a few questions?"
"Actually, I don't. I'm about to join a golf foursome."
"Is your wife here?"
"Yes, but is this really necessary? We've told you all we know."
"Funny how people recall new things if you keep asking," said Decker.
Perlman turned and called out,
"Maya, the FBI are here. I have to leave."
He said brusquely to Decker, "Please don't upset her."
They stepped into the house as Maya Perlman came into the foyer. She had on white slacks and a polka-dotted blouse with a matching bandana around her hair. She did not seem happy to see them.
Trevor Perlman said,
"I have to go, honey. I'm already late to tee off."
She nodded dumbly, and he skittered off toward the garage. A few moments later, Decker saw him fly out of the driveway on his spiffy burgundy golf cart.
Maya said,
"This way."
She led them out onto the lanai, and they sat down around the pool. It was already 80 degrees and sunny.
"Weather like this all the time?" asked Decker.
"Mostly. It can get pretty unbearable in South Florida in July and August, but that's what you have air conditioning for. Now, what can I do for you?"
"Alan Draymond was having a sexual relationship with Julia Cummins."
She gaped.
"You must be joking."
"We have conclusive proof of that, and your neighbor, Doris Klein, had already suspected that was the case."
"Doris never mentioned that to me. Probably just being discreet,"
interjected White.
"So we were wondering if, while Draymond was guarding you, did Cummins ever come over or have any contact with him?" asked Decker.
Perlman sat back and pondered this.
"Julia did come over for drinks and dinner several times while we had protection. We talked about the reasons they were there. She was very supportive and lamented that I was having to go through this. Draymond might have been on duty then. If so, she could have seen him or even spoken with him. He would walk a perimeter, check doors and windows, or sit out in his car for a bit. He would occasionally come into the house to check around and use the bathroom."
"And then she asked you about protection for herself at some point. When was that?"
"Oh, I'm not sure I remember exactly. It might have been over drinks."
"Was your husband with you?"
"I don't believe so. No, that's right. It was just Julia and me. We'd gone out for a drink. And she said she had gotten threats,"
asked White.
"I'm not sure it was anything that direct. Or did she just want to know about the company providing the service? She did ask for the name, and I gave it to her. Okay, now I remember. After we got back from drinks, she and Trevor and I sat down and talked about it in more detail."
"Did she specifically ask about Draymond or any other particular person?"
"I don't think so, but Trevor did show her photos of the personnel who had guarded us."
"And was Draymond one of them?"
He pulled his phone and showed her the photo of Draymond.
"Yes, I believe he was one of the ones we showed Julia."
"Did Cummins zero in on the guy?"
Perlman looked a little embarrassed.
"Okay, yes, now I remember. She said that he looked like a hottie."
White and Decker exchanged glances. Decker said,
"It would have been nice to know this when we spoke with you previously."
"I just remembered it. Besides, I had no idea they were sleeping together, so I attached no importance to the man. Are you really sure they were having sex?"
"Yes,"
said White.
"Why do you find that so unlikely? He was young and handsome, and then there are the judge's own words about him being a hottie." I just thought Julia was a cut above that. I mean, sleeping with any man who walks into your house? I don't care how handsome he is. Plus, he was guarding her. That was totally unprofessional, and Julia was thoroughly professional.
But he wasn't guarding her, Decker said. She never hired Gamma. She only wanted Draymond's name because she was attracted to him.
Good God,
exclaimed Perlman.
Julia could have had any man she wanted, and she went after a security guard?
White gave the woman a withering glare, but remained silent.
Decker said, Dennis Langley is the man Cummins was dating until about 6 months ago. You knew she was seeing someone, but didn't know his name. Is he up to snuff for you?
She sat back, looking stunned.
Really? Dennis? I never saw him at her place, and Julia never said anything to me.
You know him?
Of course. He's very well known in the criminal defense bar, of which I used to be an active member. It's a small legal community. Everyone knows everybody.
She looked pensive.
I sometimes wondered why he never appeared before her.
What can you tell us about him?
He's a good lawyer.
And?
And he's been known to have an eye for the ladies, and he's had a string of them.
We met one recently. Gloria Chase?
Don't know her, but I assume she's gorgeous with money.
She is, said Decker. But why do you say that?
Because that's Dennis's M.O. Looks and wealth are his bellwethers. I'm sure that's why he latched on to Julia.
He's been described as controlling, said Decker.
I imagine he is. I've seen him in court. He's good. But underneath the smooth facade is something that I don't care for. And there was that one incident.
What incident? Said Decker sharply.
I don't want to tell tales out of school. And we want to solve a series of murders, Mrs. Perlman,
said White. She placed her hands in her lap and assumed a placid manner.
It was about a year ago. It involved a prostitute. Charges were never filed, and the matter got hushed up. I think she got paid off. Can you be more specific?
Asked White.
She was beaten. By Langley. He denied it, of course, but he was seen with the woman around the time of the incident, and she initially named him as her attacker. But then recanted?
Said White.
Yes, I'm thinking that money changed hands, but no one could ever really prove anything. And the woman left town.
White looked at Decker.
Okay, why would Cummins date a guy with that sort of rep? She must have known.
Maybe she liked the danger aspect.
Langley and Cummins also went to law school together at NYU. He told us that the judge was very different from the woman he'd known back then. He said she had gotten a lot wilder. Does that sound like your friend to you? Well, I didn't think she'd sleep with someone who was her bodyguard, so maybe I didn't know her as well as I thought, but she seemed to be, to use an antiquated expression, sowing some wild oats after her divorce. Well, apparently, someone didn't like that.
Noted White.